This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Syria Commission of Inquiry warned on Thursday that it would be a failure of the highest order if the Security Council did not extend present cross-border aid to Syria. As the country faces its worst economic and humanitarian crisis since the start of the conflict 11 years ago, the Independent Human Rights Council-mandated commission called on the international community to safeguard existing life-saving cross-border assistance and increase aid funding. The current UN Security Council's authorization for the last remaining border crossing into northwest Syria expires on July 10th. Last week, council members expressed opposing views on the need to extend this authorization, which has guaranteed access to desperately needed humanitarian assistance for millions of Syrians since 2014. Commission Chair Paolo Pinheiro said it is a moral abomination that a Security Council resolution was in itself deemed necessary to facilitate cross-border aid in the face of consistent violations. Facing critical human rights challenges, Afghanistan finds itself at a dangerous crossroads, according to UN-appointed independent rights expert Richard Bennett. At the end of an 11-day visit to the country, the new special rapporteur on the situation of human rights in Afghanistan urged Taliban authorities to bring stability and freedom to all, especially women. During a news conference in Kabul, he welcomed the opportunity to meet with Taliban leaders and civil society, including women's rights defenders, journalists, and members of the judiciary. He said the invitation to access sensitive locations such as schools, hospitals, and prisons was a crucial commitment to ensure that transparent monitoring can be undertaken. Mr. Bennett expressed his concern over the humanitarian and economic crisis in the country and called on the international community to continue providing equitable humanitarian support. And finally, the UN Children's Fund expressed deep sadness on Thursday following the death of 11 newborn babies in a fire in the neonatal unit of a hospital in Tibawa, Senegal. UNICEF representative Sylvia Dunilov said no parent should experience the heartbreak of watching their child die. According to news reports, the fire was caused by a short circuit and spread rapidly. Ms. Dunilov said UNICEF would stand alongside the authorities and partners on the ground in support of families affected and to prevent further tragedies. Liz Scafidi, UN News.